Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank goodness it's folk. Every Friday, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM and worldwide at www.sheffieldlive.org.
Where the Dursleys are followed.
Pressing down on the the Spooky Men's Chorale there, who'll be at loads of festivals this summer, and also bringing their concerts and their selves to Sheffield at the Firth Hall on the 30th of June. That should be a great night. I'm sure many of you have bought your tickets, and if you haven't, catch the Spooky Men's Chorale on the 30th of June at Firth Hall. That should be a fantastic night. Now I'd like to play a tribute to one of my favourite singers, who I'm delighted to say is still with us. I think it's great to play a tribute to somebody while they're still around. But Mary Black has just completed what will be her final tour. She did a final world tour about 10 years ago now, but carried on singing in Ireland with the odd appearance abroad. But this year she's just completed what will be her final Irish tour. And I was gutted not to be able to get to see her, but I did get to see her a couple of years ago at Shrewsbury Folk Festival. So I'd like to play a few Mary Black contracts for you throughout all different aspects of her career. Here is from a very first album, just titled Mary Black, is the traditional song, The Rose of Allendale.
Oh, the sky was clear, the morn was fair, no breath came over the sea. When Mary left her Highland home and wandered forth with me, all flowers decked the mountainside and fragrance filled the vale. By far the sweetest flower there was the rose of Allendale. Sweet rose of
consoling.
Mary Black there for, with The Rose of Allendale from her first album in 1983, just called Mary Black. Also in the 80s, Mary Black was a member of Dedannan and recorded one of their big songs that gave them the title track of one of their albums from that period from 1985. This is Song for Ireland.
Silver winged
Dedannan there with Mary Black on lead vocals and Song for Ireland. Mary made very, I can only fit a few tracks in this half. There's more that I wanted to put in, but we'll have to save them for another time. Mary made a few albums before her career really took off, and a few solo albums, and then made an album in 1989 called No Frontiers, which really took her off, and then the album after that was Babes in the Wood from 1991. Which was the year I was born, and my parents bought the record shortly after, and one of the great things about Mary Black is that because her career went mainstream, went quite mainstream with these albums, is that she really boosted the careers of the writers that she covered and introduced their music to a lot of people. I'm talking about Richard Thompson, Dougie McLean, a song that she covered a few songs of Dougie McLean's. We'll hear one in a little while, and this one is a song I always remember. I always remember hearing from when I was little, and then discovered a good few years later that it was written by one Julie Matthews, and it's always been one of our favourite songs, sung by Mary Black and also Julie Matthews. This is The Thorn Upon the Rose.
Taste was sweet like summer wine, a heart that beats in double time. Though you waltzed right in, he bowled you over, and you're still reeling from the feeling when he's gone. Door is closed, the lock is turned, and all the memories and letters have been burned. So when you pick the handsome flower, don't forget the thorn upon the rose. Win or lose, it's just the same. sun. For all the bruises, for all the blows, I'd rather feel the thorn than to never see the rose. So when you
from Babes in the Wood, Mary Black there, with the Julie Matthews song, Thorn Upon the Rose. It's an interesting story how Mary came to get that song from Julie, because Chris Wilde and Julie Matthews weren't together at the time, and this was prior to that, and yeah, it's a really interesting story. So if you see Julie, ask her to tell that story to you. It's a great, great story. Mary Black there with the Thorn Upon the Rose, as well as doing her solo albums in between all of this. Mary's upbringing was a very musical household, with one sister and four brothers, I think, and they were very, very influenced by the Irish traditional music and everything that came with. Their father used to bring instruments into the house, and one day when they were all singing as a family at the pub, Mary's husband decided they should record an album. So that's what they did, and they recorded a few albums as a family, and they're great albums, some great songs on there. Here they are. Here are the Black Family with Col Cannon.
Well, did you ever make Col Cannon made with lovely pickle cream, with the greens and scallions mingle like a picture in a dream? Did you ever make a hole on top to hold the melt and flake of the creamy flavoured butter that our mothers used to make?
Oh, you did, so did he, and so did I. And the more I think about it, sure, the nearer I'm to cry. Oh, where and then the happy days when troubles we knew not, and our mothers made Col Cannon in the little skillet pot.
Well, did you ever take potato cake and boxed it to the school? Tucked underneath your oxter with your books, your slate and rule. And when teacher wasn't looking, sure a great big bite you'd take of the creamy flavoured soft and melting sweet potato cake.
Oh, you did, so did he, and so did I. And the more I think about it, sure, the nearer I'm to cry. Oh, weren't them the happy days when troubles we knew not, and our mothers made Col Cannon in the little skillet pot.
Well, did you ever go a-courtin', boys, and the evening sun went down, and the moon began a-peepin' from behind the hill down, and you wandered down the boreen where the Cloracon was seen, and you whispered love and praises to your own dear sweet Colleen?
Oh, you did, so did he, and so did I, and the more I think about it, sure, the nearer I'm to cry. Oh, weren't them the happy days when troubles we knew not, and our mothers made Col Cannon in the little skillet pot. Oh, you did, so you did, so did he, and so did I. And the more I think about it, sure, the nearer I'm to cry. Oh, and then the happy days when troubles we knew not, and our mothers made cold cannon in the little skillet pot.
The Black family there with Colcannon with Mary Black on lead vocals and a sister, Freya Francis Black, Shay Black, Michael Black, and Martin Black as well. So as I said, one more song from Mary Black. And as I said, one of the great things that she did was to make people aware of other artists' music, and I know that the first time I became aware of this song, and then the artist who wrote it was from Mary Black. This is Mary Black with the Dougie McLean song, Turning Away.
In daylight, we're oblivion. Our hearts so raw and clean are turning away from here. On the water we have walked like a fearless giant. What was fastened we've unlocked, revealing a wondrous wide. And in search of confirmation, we have jumped into the fire and scrambled with our burning feet through uncontrolled desire. And in darkness, we do what a well upon the hill from our ancient past, where an age is standing still, holding strong and fast. And there's those that try to tame it and to carve it into stone. Ah, but words cannot extinguish it, however hard they're thrown. And in darkness we do what
Mary Black there with Turning Away, the Dougie McLean song. That's from her album, Speaking with the Angel, from 1999. As I said earlier, Mary Black performed, has just finished her final tour, with the final concert being at Vicar Street last week. We're sad not to be able to see her on this tour, but I've had many lovely nights, listening to Mary Black's singing, and it's always been wonderful. Happy retirement, Mary Black. Now one of our favourite artists of recent times is coming to Sheffield for the first time in a long time. In fact, no, I think it might be the first time actually performing in Sheffield. This is Matthew Byrne, who'll be in Sheffield on the 8th of July at the Greystones. He'll also be appearing at Gate to Southwell Festival the weekend before, which is the 5th of July. And let's hear something now from Matthew Byrne.
Come all ye young sailor lads, wherever you may be, and all ye jolly fishermen who've lately come from sea, I'll tell you of a pretty girl, I'll get her if I can. I'm dearly doting on her, she's my lovely Marianne. First time I met my love was at a grand old spree. The very next glance I had of her, I knew she was for me. We both embraced each other and our courting it began. And that's how I was acquainted with my lovely Marianne. I stayed with her through all that night until the break of day. These words to her did say, my fair and darling jewel, pray, when will we meet again? It will be next Sunday evening, cried my lovely Marianne. A week went by and Sunday came, I thought it was high time to get ready and go see that charming girl of mine. So I washed my hands, my face likewise, clean clothes I did put on, and 'twas down the street I went to meet my lovely Marianne. She asked me in her father's house, I hadn't long been there. The old man asked me questions I was very glad to hear. I said, I'm a roving sailor lad, as you may understand, and I've come to see if you'll give me your daughter Marianne. Well, since ye love each other, then such things will have to be. I'll give you a little money if you'll stay at home from sea. I'll give you a little money and a house and farm and land, if you'll stay ashore forevermore with my lovely Marianne. I been young and in my prime, as you can plainly see? If I refused a chance like this, what a foolish chap I'd be. So I thanked him for his money and his house and farm of land, and I fell into the arms of my lovely Mary Ann.
Outside track there with the Emily Smith song Sweet Lover of Mine, and the outside track. I've got a kickstarter at the minute to release a live album of their 20th anniversary show, which I had the privilege of being at Celtic Connections. It was a fantastic night. So please help them out if the Kickstarter's still going. That's the outside track there, and for the Kickstarter for their new album. Now, I had the great privilege of seeing Paul Brady last week in Vicar Street in Dublin. Fantastic set of Paul's great songs, and including this one. I really was glad when he pulled this one out of the bag. This is the classic, Homes of Donegal.
Silence. me to go. I've been you all adieu. The open highway calls me back to do these things I do. But when I'm traveling,
That is 7 minutes long, but it's worth every moment, isn't it? The Homes of Donegal, Paul Brady from the album Back to the Centre. Fantastic to see Paul performing many tracks, including that one last week. And I have a new single which came out a few weeks ago, but I haven't played it yet. A new single from the Spell Songs. They were. They have a new album which is called Infinair. The new single is called Flight. They'll be in Sheffield on the 7th of September. Really looking forward to that. This is the Spell Songs with their latest single, Flight. That's the Spell Songs there with their new single Flight from their new album, which comes out in September. And thank you very much for listening today. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Hopefully, myself and Joe will be back together next week, if not doing 1 hour each. And we look forward to seeing you then. Thanks to Joe Crump for telling us about Durham Folk Festival, and that should be great. Hopefully you're enjoying the sunshine. Hopefully you're not too hot. Keep cool, and we'll see you next week. And I'll leave you with some Will Pound and Jem Butterworth, and we'll see you next week.